Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding an Orla Daf Yud Ches and the Oiz V'Hadar edition, Perek Sheni, in the middle of Aloha Aleph. So at the end of last Daf, the Gemara brought the Machloikis. When you say that Truma is Batel, how much you need in order to be Vatel a Truma? Do you need to have 100 Chulin? One of Truma falls into 100 Chulin, and the total that you have over here is 101. Or you need to have more than 99 Chulin. One of Truma fell into 99 plus of Cholin, it's already Batel. If it falls into 99, it's not Batel. If it's together 100. But if it's together more than 100, the one of Truma fell into 99 plus of Cholin, so that is Batel. That's the Machlekes of Blazer Bishua that we saw in the end of the previous Daf. Says the Gemara, what's the source that you say that Truma is Batel? Says the Gemara, it says in the Pasuk, Mikol Chelboy es Bigdoshoy Mimenu. So from here we learn the idea of Trumas Meiser. And we say it from the best, you take out the Mikdashoy, you give Trumas Meiser to the Kohen. Now what is the thing, how much is Trumas Meiser which is given to the Kohen? It's 1 out of 100. Why? Because 10% of what you have in the carry is Meiser. Out of that, 10% of that goes to the Kohen, which means 1% of the total. So 1 out of 100 goes to the Kohen, that's the Trumas Meiser which is given to the Kohen. And the Gemara dash is like this: Dovashat Tumeri Mimenu, whatever you pick out of this pile, imipol toicho imikachoy. If it falls back into the pile, it makes it aser. Vekamahu echadumi, and that's 1 out of 100. Meaning, when you have a pile of grain, which is tevel, you take out 1% out of it, and the rest it becomes chulin. That 1% will be the Trumas Meiser. 99% will be chulin. So the Torah tells you, if that 1% goes back and falls into the 99, so then it will make the whole thing into Meduma. The 1 goes back into 99, meaning 1 into 99 makes it Aser. Mikol Chelboy, the one you take out, es Mikdash Yemenu, it will make it Mikudosh. So if 1 falls into 99, it makes it all the whole thing Aser. That's our Rabbanan Dashan in this Pasuk. So now we learn that if it's more than 99, then it's okay, then it will be Batel. How much more than 99? That's the machlekes that we learned in the previous daf. You have to add 1. Meaning 1 into 99 causes to be mikudosh. It's not batel. But 1 into 100, it is batel. You need to have 1 more connected to truma. You don't have to have a full 1 connected to truma. You need to just bring more than 99. 99 is not batel. 99 plus is batel. The Gemara now introduces a third sheet, a third opinion. Not mashu. You need to be more than 99. But how much more than 99? Rabbi Shua says even the smallest amount, as long as it's more than 99, the truma will be batel. Rabbi Shua says how much it needs to be. It has to be kav lemeil. For every 100 seyo that we're talking about, and you have 1 seyo of truma, you have to have an extra kav. In order for the whole total to be 100 plus a kav. How much is a kav out of a seyo? Every seyo is 6 kavin. So it's a 6. That's what the Gemara says. Shtus lemedumo. A 6 to what got mixed up. Because there's 1 seyo of truma that got mixed up. So you need to have a 6 of that shear. So the total needs to be 1 of truma falls into 99 and a 6. If you have 1 of truma falls into 99 and a 6, then it's batel. So it comes out as 3 shitas. What is the bitul of truma? The Torah tells you that if 1 falls into 99, it's not batel. Mashu, if it's more, it is batel. How much more? Rabbi Yeshua says, mashu, even something small. Rabbi Yisrael Meshua says it needs to be a 6. And Rabbi Lazar says it needs to be a full 1. Says the Gemara now, a fourth shito. Tani, Rabbi Shimon holds truma oile b'meya mikav choyomer. He says, no, you don't have to have more than 99 chulin. You can have 99 chulin still, oh, that'll be okay. Meaning 1 of truma and 99 of chulin, the truma is batel. The total should be 100. How do we know that? He says the kav chomer. Im isur mitoch isur oile. If a isur from a isur is oile, meaning when I have tevel, the whole thing is aser. And if I have 100 tevel, and I take out 1 of them for trumas ma'aser, as we saw before in the pasuk, so 1% of that is mitaken the whole thing. So if I have everything is aser, everything is tevel, I take out 1 out of it, it is kosher. So koshiken, when I have 99 which are not tevel, they're chulin, and 1 shuma fell into it, so koshiken I could just fix by taking it out. Truma, I mean, in this case, that we mentioned that the truma fell into the chulin, is tani tani isur betoch heter. Some call it the isur from the heter, meaning the truma that fell into 99 is considered to be, it's called, in the words of Reb Shimon, isur betoch heter, isur truma from the 99 of chulin, which is heter. Vis tani tani heter betoch heter. There's another braisa that says it's heter betoch heter. The truma and the chulin are both mutter. It's mutter betoch mutter. How do we explain the difference? The truma is called asur. Why? Because anybody who's not a kohen cannot eat it. The one who calls it heter, she can truma tells the kohanim. Yes, but truma is edible. When I have the 100 before you who did any afrasha, we have tevil, nobody can eat it. Not the kohen, not the Yisrael. Once you took the truma out, now the truma is mutter to the kohen, and the chulin mutter to Yisrael, so they both are at there, at least to somebody. So that's where the kal v'chomer is even stronger. Isser from isser, you say 1 out of 100 is good enough, heter from heter, of course, will work. Says the Gemara, is the potter lo kulam la kohanim. Some say that both brises you can explain to the kohanim. Man domar isser b'toch heter, the one who says isser b'toch heter, we're talking talk about that the mixture is a truma tmeo, which a kohen cannot eat. So that's why we're saying, even though it's tame, it still is sumitoch heter, it's still the 99 of chulin is heter, so that's why it should work. We're talking about that the meduma is a truma tmeo, and therefore the truma is edible, and the 99 is edible, so that's how the kal v'chomer works. Now the Gemara shifts from truma to kachim. And the Gemara says like this, Tani, prusa shalechem aponim shenis arro b'mea prusa shecholim. I have one piece of lechem aponim, which is kaitish, is coming for the Beis Hamikdash, lechem aponim. And it falls into 100 prusas of cholim. V'chen chaticho shechatos, a korban chatos, shenis arro b'mea chaticho shecholim, fell into 100 pieces of cholim, lo yalo. There you don't say, it's going to be male, it's not botel. He holds the kachim, they're not bottle, even by elef, even by 1,000. Rabbi Yudah Oymer Yalo, Rabbi Yudah holds it will be Oyle, it is bottle. My time is Rabbi Yudah, what's the reasoning of Rabbi Yudah? Veseh echad min atsoyim min amatayim mimashki Yisrael. Midover shumutal Yisrael. This pasuk teaches you that whatever goes on the Mizbeach needs to be dover, which is not an Yisr, but is mutal Yisrael. Bidashim also another drasha. When you ask Seh Echad min atsoyim min amatayim, when it's 1 out of 200, Mimashi is called Dover Mutal Yisrael, then it's Batal and it's Mutal Yisrael. So if I have 1 of 200, it's Batal and 200. Says more Kasha Ksiv Matayim Rabbi Yudah Oymer Meah. Yeah, but if you're basing yourself on the Pasuk. The Pasuk says it has to be Batal and 200. And Rabbi Yudah says even if Batal and 100, it works. Says the Gemara, Ksiv Chaim Rabbi Yudah Oymer Shchutim. There's a difference. What the Pasuk is speaking about when you have live animals. Live animals is Batal only 1 in 200. Rabbi Yudah that says it's Batal and 100 is talking about Shchutim when it's not alive. What's the difference between the live animals and animals that are shechted? Chaim is more important. So they treated it like davar shedarko limonos. There's something we're going to see later in the Gemara, that anything which is usually counted is more choshev, and it's never bottle. A live animal is more choshev. It's not. We don't consider it to be mamish, like davish, darko, limonis, which is never bottle, but it needs more to be mevatel it. It's not bottle in 100, you need 200 to be mevatel it. But what we do see from the pasuk, that the concept of bitul works by kachim. The first one, Norma said, there's no bitul in kachim, even be'elef. Rabbi Yudah says, we find in the pasuk there is a bitul in kachim. If it's alive, you need to have 200. If it's not alive, says Rabbi Yudah, will be like we find by truma, that 100 works. But bitul does work in kachim as well. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Arlo Daf Yud Ches.